the Flatheads got to the door of the South End Diner this morning, they were greeted by Anita's handwritten placard. No more political arguments until after the election. No exceptions. The vintage car guys were flabbergasted. What's it mean, they wanted to know. What about freedom of speech, Walter particularly wanted to know. Brenda was pouring the first rounds of coffee to about 10 perplexed flatheads. We're sick of it, all of us, she explained. Anita's had a dose. She's ready to close the diner until after next Tuesday if she has to. Who does she think she is? Walter demanded, waving his porcelain clay mug in a moving target for Brenda, who finally grabbed his hand to hold a cup still. She's the owner, Walt, that's who. No shoes, no shirt, no service. You want breakfast? No more of your Trump talk. Jerry clapped his hands. Okay with me, Walt. Maybe my appetite will come back. What'll we talk about instead? Charlie moaned, only half serious. How about cars? Brenda suggested, starting now to take orders. You're a car club, not a political action committee. Anita going to ban that next? Walter shouted, which brought Anita herself out from behind her register. Walter had his back to her and never saw the menu before it slapped across the back of his head, knocking his Make America Great Again ball cap onto the Formica tabletop. What the... he sputtered and turned to find Anita rearing back for another swat. Holy cripes, Anita, he stuttered. I'm just kidding. Anita whacked him anyway. Jeez, Anita. The rest of breakfast the boys spent discussing the virtues of dual exhausts, twin carbs, and reboard cylinders. Next week they'll probably argue who stole the election. Or try, anyway.